The Hollow Needle. Chapter 1. The Robbery. Raymond and Suzanne listened at their door. It was late at night, but there was a noise from the first floor of the house. The two cousins were very afraid.
"Oh, Raymond,"
Suzanne said.
"I'm so scared. It sounds like a robber."
"Shh, be quiet and listen," Raymond told her cousin. "The noise is coming from the family room. That is next to the Count's bedroom." Raymond was older than Suzanne and always called Suzanne's father and her uncle the Count. His real title was the Count de Gesvres. The two women listened closely to all of the noises coming from below. The fact that they did not hear any voices made them more worried.
"Something's happened to Papa. I'm sure of it. We should be hearing him chasing the robber away,"
cried Suzanne. Raymond grabbed hold of Suzanne's hand and opened the door. "We must go down there at once." As they got to the end of the stairs, they saw a man near the front door. He was carrying something big. In the dark of the night, it was hard to see what it was. The thing was so heavy that the man moved strangely trying to carry it. The girls ran into the Count's room and saw both the Count and Jean Darval, the Count's personal helper, lying on the floor.
"Oh, Papa!"
cried Suzanne.
"Please don't be dead!"
Raymond was much calmer than her cousin.
"They are not dead. I can see them breathing."
The man near the door saw the girls. He bowed to them before turning to run. Suzanne screamed,
"It's him! It's Le—"
But she fainted before she could finish speaking. Raymond calmly walked to the Count's fireplace and took his shotgun off the wall. She pointed it at the figure running in the darkness and fired.
Boom!
The figure stopped. Then it fell near the old chapel called the Needle that was not far from the big house. By now, the servants were awake because of the noise. They were all running toward the fallen man.
"Good shot, ma'am. I think you got him,"
cried Victor, one of the servants. But the man was gone. Everyone searched the place where he fell. All they found was a little blood. The man was gone. The following day, the police inspector and his detectives came to the house. A young man was also there. The young man looked very interested in the small stone chapel near the house. In fact, he looked most interested in the beautiful statues of angels that made this chapel one of the most famous places in France.
"How very strange," said the police inspector. "Nothing is missing. It looks like the robber did not take anything."
"That's not true,"
Suzanne said.
"He was carrying something heavy."
"But I can't see where anything is missing. And where is the man you shot? If he was hurt as badly as you say, then he must be dead. But there is no body,"
said the inspector.
"I see what's missing,"
said the young man who had come along with the police. Everyone turned and seemed to suddenly notice this young man. He was tall and young, with short brown hair and big glasses.
Who are you, and what are you doing here?
The police inspector wanted to know.
It's nice to meet you, Inspector. My name is Isidore Beautrelet, and I'm a high school student,
the young man said.